Welcome to Stocks of the Hour. Let's take a look at the companies that are on the move today. Origin Energy dived to a loss of $2.3 billion for their full year as the rising clean energy smashed prices across the business amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Following the mammoth write-downs, the power supplier posted a 69% fall in underlying earnings at $318 million from a year ago. EBITDA for the energy markets business dropped 32% to $991 million from a year ago, in line with their guidance. Given the numbers, Origin counseled investors that the pain would linger, if not deepen, into financial year 2022. A dividend of 7.5 cents per share unfranked is set to be paid in October this year. Shares are trading 4% lower at $4.20. Investment manager Perpetual recorded a 31% surge in revenue to $640.6 million for the financial year 2021, underpinned by solid inflows from ESG-focused Trillium and Barrow Hanley. Their net profit after tax came in 9% lower at $74.9 million from the year before, after they bolted on the two US investment managers, which put a one-off dent to their figures. However, their underlying profit after tax came in at $124.1 million, a 26% jump on the year before. Total assets under management came in at $98.3 billion by the end of the financial year. Outflows were seen in both the Aussie and international division in the period, with inflows turning positive only in the final quarter for the Australian arm. Meanwhile, ESG-focused Trillium saw record net inflows as ESG-focused investing started to dominate investing values in the market. A fully franked dividend of 96 cents per share is to be paid in September. Shares in Perpetual are trading 0.8% lower at $39.17. NRW Holdings revealed a 26% fall in their full-year profit at $54.3 million from a year ago, but have assured investors that the outlook ahead looks bright. The company's operating earnings before interest and taxes fell to $120.6 million in financial year 2021, as COVID-19 restrictions hindered their progress. Resource availability, labour cost pressures and skilled labour shortages impacted completion costs and schedules. NRW saw a 6.7% rise in their EBITDA to $266.7 million, while their adjusted NPAT dipped 16.2%. Net cash flow from operations was $147.4 million, which the company said reflects increased working capital pending resolution of outstanding claims. Looking ahead, NRW has a pipeline of opportunities at $14.5 billion across all business segments. Valued work secured for financial year 2022 is around $2 billion. Shares in NRW Holdings are trading 18% higher at $1.97.